which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
If I say, what's the special, and they say Tall Boy PBR, I'm down.
Yeah, and it's cheap as shit, and I don't want to spend any money, yeah, I might just get it.
Yeah.
It ain't because I like it, though.
I'm going to be honest. I am working under the theory that nobody actually likes it.
I mean, the hipsters, I mean... Yeah.
I don't think they like it. I think they think they're supposed to like it.
Well, I don't think that they like a lot of the things that they pretend to like. That's part of the problem. But
that's true. And that's why they're actually so angry.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very angry. How's it going?
Hipsters are terrible people, aren't they?
I hate them. I just don't like fake people. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Which is why you have such a problem with Renee Zellweger 2.0.
Were you going to say Renee Zellweger?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger 2.0. It's just, it's weird. Like, literally looks nothing like she used to.
You can still see it in the eyes. Like, if you look at her eyes, you're like, all right, you know what? I think this is... What was I going to say? Renee Zellweger or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think I see it, but it's just... I've never seen anyone go through that much of a transformation before.
No. It's alarming. It's like... Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't. And she doesn't look better. Like, the thing is, like, people, I don't know, she had like this kind of like weird look to her with like the cheeks and everything and kind of the smushed face.
Yeah.
But you know, like, she was cute in her own way. But this new Renee Zellweger is just kind of like, I don't know, she's just kind of plain and older looking. I mean, obviously she's older now anyways, but...
Right, but the thing is, she looks like old... She doesn't look like old Renee Zellweger.
You did it again, you stupid bastard. No, I know.
She doesn't look like...
an older version. It looks like an older version of someone else.
Of like Cameron Diaz. Like, that's how Cameron Diaz will look when she gets...
Honestly, that's how Cameron Diaz probably should look now.
Yes.
Given the fact that she's in like her mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know. It's very strange.
And people are all like, you shouldn't care because it's her business and she just looks. But here's the thing. Like, it's a really big difference.
No. People take go overboard. They're like, you should leave her alone. It's her choice. I don't care. It's not – I don't care what she looks like. I'm going to comment on it because I can.
Yeah.
Not only that, but people are like, oh, it's her choice. That's fine. Or like, you don't have – like, tell me I don't have to comment on it. You think Renee Zellweger really gives a shit what I think?
She might.
She does not. You just say, hey, Greg DiNicola, he's got this dumb podcast with his dumb friend, and he's dumb, and he thinks that you look terrible. You think she cares?
Probably not.
No. I'm sorry for saying that you're dumb, too, but we're both pretty dumb.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Renee Zellweger... we are pretty dumb.
Wasn't that the minister of propaganda before Goebbels?
I think it was. Okay, let's say she wanted to have plastic surgery, if that's what happened, and like she wanted to look like this. okay, yeah. Is she going into witness protection? Because she literally looks like a different person.
And yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I understand, like, some people have a giant nose, and they're like, well, I want to fix my nose.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they'll look, the nose will be different, but they'll still be them. But, like, literally nothing is the same. And like, when did she get this done? Like, has no one seen her in the last, well, I guess, yeah, I mean, look at her career.
Yeah, the last few months she hasn't been out in public.
Yeah. Huh.
But, like, it doesn't look like her, and that's the thing that freaks me out. And people are just like, oh, just leave her alone. But I'm like, but it doesn't look like her. It's weird.
Yeah, I agree. It's...
because I have never seen anybody go through a transformation like that where you're like, it doesn't look like her at all.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe we just all have the chunky Bridget Jones, Renée Zellweger thing,
yeah,
in our mind. But I feel like even looking at pictures, for the most part, she does not look that way.
Yeah,
outside
of
that, you know?
Right. You know what the other thing is that I feel that it was just so drastic, whereas, like, you have people, right, and they start out, like, some broad, she was young in, like, say, like, the 70s or whatever, right? And in the 80s, she starts getting plastic surgery. And it progresses, and she gets a nose job. She gets fucking eyes done. She gets fucking, you know, and it just keeps going. But it's still a gradual change, so we all grow with the changes. And it's like, oh, well, there's so-and-so. Well, she had a nose job. Well, there she is again. Oh, well, something's different with her mouth or whatever. And by the time you get to the end, you don't realize how much the person has changed because you're not really thinking about it. But, like, if someone, you know, like her, it just seems like the last few months is just like she went under the knife and all of a sudden, boom. It's like if someone woke up. It's like if your best friend woke up, you saw him, and all of a sudden he looked totally different.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Yet if he made that gradual change, you'd probably be like, eh.
And, like, some people are just like, oh, well, like, she's living a happier life, she's eating better, and whatever. And, like, let's say that the next time I saw you, you lost, like, a ton of weight.
Yeah.
And you were just skinny as a rail, Greg D. Nicola.
You'd probably think I was sick or on drugs.
Yeah, but I would recognize you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd be like, that looks like skinny Greg, but it seems like he's going for the heroin chic look now and went way overboard.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to throw something else out there. The whole, oh, she's eating better now. She feels better. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't give a fuck if she's happy or not. It makes no difference to me.
You just want to know what the fuck's up with her face.
Right. What's wrong with your face? Like, that's all I care. I don't care if she's eating better. What the fuck do I don't eat well. Why would I care if someone else is eating well?
I think they're just using that to explain why she looks like fucked up cloning Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's a little bit more than eating your fucking vegetables.
I think maybe she cut out gluten. Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, it's definitely gluten.
I think that's
That's the thing. It's the new thing.
She was like, you know what I'm cutting out? Gluten. You know what gluten does? Makes you look weird.
Yeah. We'd all look a lot more normal if we didn't have gluten in our lives.
Oh, my God. You know what? If I had to cut out gluten, but I ended up looking like her, I'd keep eating gluten. And the thing is, I just want to point out, it's not like the new Renee Zellweger is unattractive. It's just startling because I'd be like, oh, who's she? And they'd be like, Renee Zellweger. No, it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be like, that has to be someone else.
Yeah, that's not. No, that's not her.
And she's not gross. I mean, I'm not, you know.
I mean, I would put her under the classification of MILF at this point.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if she was, like, one of your friend's moms or something, you'd be like, yeah, your mom's hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then again, I'm also, that was kind of from the perspective of, like, an 18-year-old, whereas none of our moms are anywhere near her age.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, your mom's hot. Would she have you when you were, like, 15?
Yeah.
15, at, shooting kids
at the
out.
Latest?
Yeah. Because like, I'm doing the math here, and something's real fucked up.
Yeah. Hey, your mom's hot. Oh, really? Because she's like 60. Cool.
Okay. So, let's go this.
But, oh, no. Not for me.
I mean, it seems it's unsettling, is all I'm saying. Just a sudden change.
Well, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have anything else on that? Because I have another, you know, since we're on the topic of unsettling transformations.
I know where you're going with this. I just want to say I was quickly looking at what Renard Zellweger was up to lately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was the last movie that was released. I think might have been a straight-to-DVD.
Sounds about right.
I never heard of it. It is called My Own Love Song.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Is it one of those art house pictures?
I guess so. Somehow it made $16 million, though, in the box office.
Really?
Starred her, Madeline Zima.
One of my favorites.
And Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, he's in everything.
Yeah. Him and his eye.
Yeah, and that fucking eye.
That was the last movie she apparently was in. Guess the year on that one.
I'm going to say 2009.
2010. It was probably shot in 2009, though.
Yeah.
She had a few.
You're damn right it was.
She had a few movies in 2009. Two in 2008. One in 2007, which was the B movie.
Oh, B movie, yeah.
She was Miss Potter in 2006. The last big movie that she was in, and I don't even know the role that she played in it, was 2005 Cinderella Man.
Oh, with Russell.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, that's... Jesus, I feel like I've been in a big movie more recently than her.
She apparently has, what movie were you in?
I've been in films.
Name one of them, and it better not have dick or ass in the title.
I was in that episode of, Cockman. Didn't have dick in the title.
I thought you were going to say, I was in that episode of SVU. I was the
dead guy. I played Cockman.
I was the dead man in the beginning. You saw me for 3 seconds. You couldn't tell it was me, though, because my face was bashed in. But
yeah. Really great prosthetic work.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually let me keep it. I'm using it for Halloween.
Yeah. Really, actually, I wasn't even there for that scene. They just used me as a mold for the face caving in. So if you were to pop the face back out of the dummy that they used, it would look like me.
Right. So they used me as the body double, so they just basically took the plastic for two mannequins and molded it together.
Yeah, exactly.
One portly mannequin.
So it was, I mean, I wasn't in SVU, but, you know, like, it's still more work than Renee Zellweger had
right.
in the last little bit, because that was a very highly rated episode, because it was based, it was ripped from the headlines, you know.
Yeah.
Because they do that.
Yeah, they do. They were on vacation. They went to Boston.
Yeah, they were trying for Boston SVU.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out, though, because I don't know who they had written the script, but one of the lines said, you got fucking raped, go fuck yourself. And
Chief.
Yeah.
Everyone was calling each other Chief and Kid and Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
It just, They probably should have said it at a precinct other than the one in Southie, but, you know, I mean, it was maybe one day.
Hey, the world wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time.
Right. Yeah, that's what I like to think.
I don't know where that was.
Yeah, I don't even know where that came from.
Anyway, Renelle Zellweger looks weird. And, yeah, anyway. So you had something on other bizarre transformations.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you're slightly aware of the story here.
Yeah, that you're trying to become a woman.
Yeah, well.
A la Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think it is, too.
I mean, it's one of those, like, Star Magazine type stories, but I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem to be that far from the truth. Let's say that.
Or he made the decision. He was like, I'm going to be a metrosexual back when that was a thing. And then it just went way too far. And now he doesn't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's just like, on the train holding on.
Right. I was just going to say, he just hopped onto the metrosexual train and it's headed towards Homoville.
Yeah.
And he can't stop it. There's no brakes. And he's going to crash right into Homoville.
He's just riding in the front of that train with his mouth wide open.
Yeah, just ready for whatever
comes.
He's
like, I don't know when the end of this track is, but...
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun when it happens.
It'll be fun for whoever. I don't know if it'll be fun for him.
I don't know. No, yeah, because I think he'll be one of the... just the... you know... Anyways, so another startling transformation.
Were you gonna say one of the catchers? Is that like?
Yeah, like he would always be taking the dick.
He's just always the guy that comes over, like meets on. Was it Grindr? Grindr's the gay app, right?
I don't know.
I think that's the thing, right? Or did I just hear that on a TV show and then just assumed it was a real thing?
Maybe they had a fake one. You probably saw it on SVU.
Probably.
Maloney was like, yeah, the new app Grindr.
Yeah, you know, I go out, I get my fucking grinders.
Yeah.
He's just talking about sandwiches.
He was talking about subs, yeah.
Yeah. They're just talking about subs. And everyone else is just like, oh, well, Maloney's gay. That's interesting.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, no, Grindr's
meanwhile, he's... All he wanted was a chicken palm.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, I can't wait to get that grinder in my mouth. Lick the sauce off my fingertips. Ugh. Ugh, so good. Anyway, we'll work on the case when I get back from lunch. Yeah, lunch. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, grinder's a real thing,
Olivia though. Was just scared to death.
Ice-T was just like, I can't even, man. I just...
Yeah, did you see the episode where Ice-T found out that his son was gay?
No, I did not.
It was good. It was really good. He had a hard time dealing with it.
I can imagine. I imagine that was the struggle for him that week. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, he was dealing with... Oh, no. I think it was... There was people... I forget... If it
Do
was,
we need to find a plot synopsis for this episode?
No. It's okay. I forget if it was people attacking gay people. I actually think it might have been gays attacking gays to make it look like it was a hate crime.
Okay. And, that seems reasonable.
And, yeah. Like, they were trying to make it look like there was a crime so that they'd have, like, some reason to, like, protest. Never heard of anything like that happening. And and then he started talking to his son about it. And I don't know, like, this whole thing. And he found out he was gay. And he didn't want to talk to him. And I think Maloney ended up having to be like, hey, listen. You got to go talk to your son. And Ice-T begrudgingly, like, took him in and was just like, it's okay. I still love you. It was very heartfelt.
It sounds not heartfelt.
Well, you know, okay, as much as
if Maloney has to be the voice of reason, then there are bigger problems than your son being gay.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but he's talking Ice-T. You know, Maloney's got his issues, though.
I know. And he should not be the voice of reason in the episode.
You're probably right. Olivia should probably be the voice of reason.
Yeah, or like
with her big breasts.
Or the sergeant, you know?
The bald guy?
I guess. I don't watch SVU that much, so I don't know.
Oh, but it's just so good.
Is it really, though?
I love it. No, it's so entertaining. I don't give a shit if it's not, like, actually good. It's entertaining. And that's worth it right there.
That's true.
It's like, I had this kid the other day explain to me why Jimmy Buffett was the man.
Oh, boy.
Do you like Jimmy Buffett?
No.
Why not?
I don't care for him. I don't.
He's stupid, right?
It doesn't sound good. And no. Also, you know what? He just sounds like a guy that you would hear if you went to the Bahamas and just, like, some old guy was just there playing music.
Right.
And all his fans are a-holes just because they're just like, oh, I'm a parrot head. All right, whatever. Just
all right.
We got it. All your fans have nicknames and shit. Just calm down about it, okay? It's not a big deal.
Right, okay. It's stupid.
It's very stupid, but yes, anyway.
All right. So the reason why Jimmy Buffett is the man, he is stupid. His music sucks. His songs are about nothing. I mean, he talks about getting drunk and sitting on the beach.
He talks about a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger in Paradise, that's actually probably my favorite Jimmy Buffett song.
That is, but that's a stupid song.
It is a stupid
song. It's about just being like, yeah, I went on vacation. I was just like, hey, what am I going to eat? I don't like foreign food, so what am I going to try down here? I'm not going to try any of this local shit. Who knows where it's been? I'd probably get a Ebola from it.
Right.
You know what? Give me a cheeseburger. I'll just have a cheeseburger.
He sings about stupid shit. He wears dumb clothes. He's not a good musician. He has a shitty chain of restaurants.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Doesn't he have a brand of tequila too?
And he has his own shitty brand of tequila. And he is worth $400 million. You want to know why he's the man? Is because he put this shit together and he created a brand that is so dumb, but people love it and they buy into it. And he has made $400 million off of singing about sitting on a beach. And you want to know something? As much as I don't really like his music, just for that, Jimmy Buffett's kind of the man.
You know what? I see that point, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's just like, it's so stupid. But the fact that he is that successful at just being dumb and people just eat it up, it's so smart. It's absolutely brilliant.
You know what? That's why I have kind of come around. I mean, wait, that's kind of why I've come around on country music.
Yeah.
And I don't like listening to country music. I want to make that very, very abundantly clear.
Right, you listen to old stuff.
I like, yeah, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams.
I told you gotta listen to some Waylon.
Waylon.
You'd like you? Yeah.
Yeah. None of the new shit because it all literally sounds the same, and old country was about like your life. Life in general and dealing with life, the way that all music really is. Like, all good music is about dealing with life in some form.
Right.
And should universally be relatable. But new country is basically just about being country and how country you are. And then it takes you through a day in the life of being, like, the country person. And they're just like, they talk about drinking, they talk about listening to old country music, Like, they talk about Willie Nelson or Johnny Cash or something in almost every song. They talk about that. They talk about farm. Tea is usually mentioned. You know, America is mentioned.
Oh, beer. Like, drinking a beer, you know, it's always
it's a lot of
beer on the back of the truck, drinking a beer on the porch, drinking a beer on the dock.
And then the chorus always involves just because I'm a country guy, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, well, you just... It's basically... Country today is the equivalent of rap music in the 80s.
Okay.
Because rap music in the early 80s, when it first started, was essentially taking you through that person's day.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, let me
especially like West Coast hip hop, I felt like.
Yes. Like, let me tell you about what I did today. There's a couple Beastie Boys songs like that. There's an Ice-T song like that. Where he talks at the beginning of it. I don't know. It's a really long song, so I don't remember the whole fucking thing. I think it's called Six in the Morning is actually what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's the beginning of the song takes you through. It's Six in the Morning. How he gets dressed, like his sneakers on the bathroom floor, and then he's like going out to try and get, like, because he's cheating on a, or he's sleeping with some other guy's girl, and then he escapes, and then he goes meets up with his friends, and then other stuff, and it just is all in the song, and you're just like, what the fuck is this? Like, then country is basically the same thing.
Now, just kind of telling you what happens.
Yeah, they're just like, I love America when I woke up in the morning, and my wife was really sweet to me, and I'm so glad I'm in the South, or the country, something, something, sweet tea, drove my pickup truck, went to work, got out, then it was time to party, and then that's kind of like where the chorus starts, and then it's just about like different things he did at the party, and you're just like, I don't get it. What's going on here?
Well, you know what, though? And I've actually grown to appreciate at least a few songs a little bit more of even – not even – newer country. So there's a couple that I enjoy. And I don't even say – I'll say that I like them for their utter simplicity.
Okay.
It's almost like the less is more type thing. There's a couple songs that I can absolutely listen to because they're just it's like the idea of just making like of just being really good at your craft and making something that sounds great, looks great, and it's just like exactly what you expected. And it's not really imaginative, but you just gotta kind of get you give them credit just for doing exactly what they should do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
And I'm not. It's.
Can you name a song that you're thinking of?
He's actually pretty popular now. This guy, Luke Bryan. I'm sure you've heard the name.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking that might be part of the problem. What's the name? Luke Bryan on YouTube is bringing up Play It Again.
Yeah, that's his most popular one.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That's one of the ones I'm definitely talking about, yeah.
Roller Coaster, That's My Kind of Night, Drink a Beer.
Yep, yeah, those, yep.
And should I play any of those? Or
play, like, Yeah, play it again.
Okay, all right. Let's try this. It's probably going to be an ad in front of it, too. Yep.
Oh, yeah. This is not it.
Oh, that was a short one. Oh, that was like a live version. I don't know if it's not. Have you seen the music video for this?
No, I haven't. He was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate,
Okay. Two things.
Yeah.
One, definitely just going through his night.
Right. Well, no. Yeah.
Two, Dixie Cup, also a big mention.
Yeah.
Also a big mention in
there.
Or
actually, I feel like solo cups are usually what they say.
Dixie Cup, solo cup, kind of cup. Pouring something into a cup is always mentioned, too.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little more. Okay.
Go on.
Have you seen him perform?
No. I've never seen him perform. Okay. I've never seen the music video or anything
like that.
So
the music video is like him on tour.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm watching him sing, and he is moving like he's rapping.
I don't know.
It's like
weird.
Yeah, it's really weird matching his voice to that, because he's doing that country twang.
Right. From, like, Georgia.
Well, yeah, but everybody does the same. I'm trying to think of the guy. Is it not George Clark? I don't think that's the name I'm thinking of. Ever since, like, older country stuff from, like, the 60s, I would say, everybody has tried to imitate, like, that certain kind of voice. But they never talk like that. They're always kind of like normal, but whenever they sing, they always have that weird kind of country twang to them, which is another thing that kind of bothers me. Sometimes I have a little bit of a hard time telling who's who. But it's just so weird that he's making the motions that you would see a rapper make.
Well, I'll have to check that out. But see, the thing is with that song, it's like I kind of said before, it's perfect in its, like, craft, and, like, it's exactly kind of, like, what you would want to produce to make, like, a hit.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna play another, like, 20 seconds of it, just because I get to the, whatever thing it's called,
the chorus? That was the chorus that you just played.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. But see, and I think that the other brilliant thing about that song, and because it was on the radio the other day. And the other brilliant reason about that song is it's become like a big hit, and it's like, and it talks about like, this is my favorite song, play it again, or whatever. So it's almost like about itself. It was almost like the song is self-aware of like it being all these people's favorite song.
So we should throw the song into a smelting chamber?
Yeah, exactly. No, but you know what I'm saying? It's almost kind of brilliant in that respect.
No, it is, yeah.
And listen, I'm not going to sit here and say it's like that Played Again by Luke Bryan is like, you know, it's
No, like, I,
you know, I'm but with I think you. I gotta respect it a little bit. It's kind of like you know, like Jay-Z. Jay-Z can go in and he has great songs, but he can go in and just be like, you know what, I'm going to just pump out something that's like a perfect rap song that people will just love.
Here, okay, hang on. Let's, according to YouTube, these are, you know, suggestions that they make. And I just want to point out how many drinking related songs there are on country music too, which I find amusing. Drink a Beer, Luke Bryan, which we said.
Yep.
Bottoms Up by Brantley Gilbert.
I think I know that one.
And Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley.
I don't think I know that one.
Also, Whiskey in My Water, Tyler Farr. Which one? The Drunk on the Plane?
No, I don't know that one.
Let's hear a little.
I mean, yeah.
Let's hear a brief mix of that one. Fucking ads. We spotted these guys. Oh, let me take off my Beats by Dre headphones.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Oh, these fans. Well, everybody's trying to board a plane. Somebody's trying to get their luggage in. Let me just take some pictures with these hot broads.
Wouldn't you, Keith?
Probably. I wouldn't go for the picture broads. I would go by the girl that's supposed to be the love interest in this thing. Cute brunette in the hat. Pilot has
cowboy hat.
No, actually, no. Just like a little fedora. Probably with a stewardess too. She's pretty. I mean, she's dressed like a whore, but. Again, just telling me about his vacation from the beginning.
I'm surprised he didn't give the price.
Booked a flight on Travelocity. Couldn't get no extra leg room. Because that shit's
not cheap. They were all out of those.
Had to go through security. Book with Shatner
because I heard he loses the reservations.
But his daughter's hot, so I did it anyway.
Isn't that just the broad from
Big Bang Theory? Yeah. No, it is.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah. Went through airport security.
Forgot I left my 9 in my bag. They evacuated the terminal.
They made me leave, go back to where I parked it. Parking lot D, row 9.
All right, wait, who sings this song?
Dierks Bentley. Let's see. Thank you for giving the exact level of detail that we wanted.
That we just were joking about.
Oh, now. Okay. I was like, oh, and now he's taping the picture of the girl next to the plane, and then he literally just said that, so there's no subcontext to the song whatsoever.
No, you mean it's not, there's no subliminal parts to it?
Yeah, isn't that the same, isn't subcontext?
I know. Yeah. Sorry,
Subtext. Sorry. No, you're right, but I didn't say the right thing. Yeah, there's nothing else to the song, he literally is just saying what he's doing now. Now, I'm guessing the next something about the next line, based on the image I'm seeing on my phone here, is about the guy across the aisle.
Okay. So.
Nope, just getting drunk. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody, but the pilot's a party. Okay, now everybody is drinking on the plane, and they all have red Solo cups. So just letting everybody know.
They don't have those on the plane.
This plane,
maybe,
they do.
Maybe like Spirit Airlines.
You mean because they're called Spirit Airlines?
I'm saying because they're shitty.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd like Spirit, like drinking spirits is what you were going for. Anyway. Oh, how'd they get those guitars on the plane?
I don't know.
Why is a black guy in this video?
That's a little weird. Is he cleaning something up?
No, it's just one guy.
Huh.
Now he's getting a priest drunk.
Huh. He said he'll try anything to drown out the pain. Didn't he start it by saying how he was getting married and going on his honeymoon?
Yeah, but then things didn't work out, and that's why the picture's taped to the...
Oh.
To the seat.
Oh, I didn't know... How was I supposed to know things didn't work out?
I think he said that at the beginning.
Oh, really? Where have I been?
Oh, and then they have a kegger on the plane, too. They have a keg. Oh, nice. Just break it out. All right, the pilots are now looking back at the door, which I'm assuming should be closed, but is probably open, which is a huge safety violation. And then I'm guessing the pilots are going to join in, and they're going to be like, oh my God, nobody's flying this plane.
Yeah, well, they just put it on autopilot.
Yeah, because the one pilot has crazy long hair and ridiculous facial hair, so. Oh, yep, autopilot's on, they just shrug.
Yeah,
this is good. I think they might be possibly crashing or about to crash. I can't tell. Now the pilots are like, oh shit, we should fly this plane. I can't go on. There's like a minute left, but I can't do it. Because he just said, bump me up to first class so I can drink champagne out of a real glass.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic, though, this is the country song that really, the most recent one that really pissed me off.
Okay. Is this the chicken fried one?
No, that's an older one.
Okay.
I knew it
pissed you off, though.
Yeah, there was the chicken fried one. Because it was all about, like, America and fighting for freedom. And then it was, like, said something about chicken fried or something. I was just like, fried chicken isn't, like, something to fight for in America. Like, I mean, fried chicken's good. But if they were like, hey, you can keep all your freedom, but we're going to take your fried chicken, I'd be like, all right, I guess it's a shitty trade-off, but I guess I'll take it.
No. All right.
No, this one is, Tim McGraw featuring Faith Hill.
Okay.
I'll just, play some of it and see. It's probably way too long.
Oh, wait. I think I know what this is.
Oh, you know it? Are you one of these 3,360,000 views on YouTube?
No.
Out of credit and find a little cash on the radio. Standing still, they're blowing past. Numbers on cars going NASCAR fast. What I wouldn't give for a slow down, don't you know?
I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
Yeah, I don't even know.
A NASCAR fast, though, I understood.
Yeah.
He referenced something that country people like.
Cause where I come from, the horses run. When the day is done, we take it easy. Meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes cigarettes. Whiskey keeps his whistle wet. Funny the things you thought you'd never miss in a world gone crazy as this.
All right. Now
that hits every single country song stereotype in the chorus.
Okay. It did hit everything on your list.
It hit everything possible. It hit drinking twice cuz it said beer's in the fridge and whiskey keeps his whistle wet, which
yeah.
I give him major props for being able to say.
Yeah, okay.
But it's so bad.
I don't necessarily have an issue with the song. I understand what you're saying. I don't like it or dislike it. I think is in general. I'd say it just kind of is for me. You know.
Well, in the middle of all this, I was thinking and I was wondering, is it because you are in Boston and I am in Western Pennsylvania and there are like 18 country stations on the radio?
Maybe.
So maybe when I'm just flipping through, looking for something to listen to in the car, I hear a lot of that and it's just kind of too much for me. Whereas you don't hear it as much. You hear more of a mix than I do.
True. That's true. Also, though, you're going to have to take into account that I listen to at least some of this stuff on the weekends. You know.
I don't follow. Why would you... You listen to it on the weekends because...
You know, when you're spending time with certain people.
There have been ones that I've heard that I'm just like, oh, this isn't bad. But yeah. Then there are other ones that I hear, like this, Meanwhile Back at Mama's. And by the way, I listened initially to the end of the song, and it talks about... I think they get a house and then they lose a house and then mama dies. So then they buy mama's house and then it just keeps going through like what's happening at mama's house. But like they just end up going back and living at mama's house because she died or something like that. I was just like, this is weird.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what happened to mama.
It's a weird song for me. I prefer the other ones that are more about things. Rather than taking me through this thing that happened to you and singing about beer in the fridge. And
yeah.
And whiskey keeping his whistle wet. That's almost as hard to say as Renee Zellweger.
Wait, what'd you say?
Whiskey.
Sorry.
Whiskey keeps his whistle wet is almost as hard to say as Renee Zellweger.
Whiskey keeps his whistle wet. There's a lot of W's.
There is. But most of the songs that I've heard, I'm just like, this just sounds like the same shit.
And I'm not saying this in defense of country specifically or not. I think there's kind of an overarching issue with music. Anyways, with popular music.
That a lot of it sounds the same?
Yeah, because I feel like if I turn on almost any station that plays even somewhat new music, it's... You want to know what the other problem is?
Tell me. What's the other problem?
We're old and stubborn.
Did you ever notice... Did you ever notice that country music sounds the same?
No, I'm serious. That is a big problem.
I'm agreeing with you that we're old and stubborn. Like, did you ever notice?
Right, exactly.
You could say we could be old men going, did you ever notice that all these songs by Rolling Stones and the Beatles all sound the same? They're all about drugs and everything.
Yeah.
So I mean, yes, you're right.
Now I'm not saying that's all it is, but. That's a big part of it, is that I think we're just old and outdated, and we like what we like.
Yes, and I think part of the problem with me, at least, is I don't...
Overexposure?
Well, yes, that too. But also, I like hearing things that I haven't heard before, or like seeing things I haven't heard before. I like new things.
Yeah.
So, like, right. I like, even if a movie isn't that great and I'm not like, oh, wow, but if there's a certain type of movie or something where I'm like, you know what, it was pretty different and I kind of liked it. Like Escape from Tomorrow. And I can't remember if I talked about it before. I probably did. But that's the movie that was shot all at Disney World and Disneyland, like guerrilla style. And Disney had no idea, but it was about the guy falling into descent about his, like, with his family because he loses his job. And it's a really weird movie. But I recommend it to people. Like, I'm like, if you like different, like, weird movies, like, this is a good movie to watch because it's really different. And, like, I think I like it, but it wasn't great. But it's, like, it's different, so that captures me. And I'm just like, this is interesting because it's something else that I'm not used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listen to, like, I listen to country music, or a lot of popular music, but country music is the one that I hear a lot of these days, just because of where I am. But I'm just like, it's all the same. Like, that, rap music, most of the pop stuff is pretty similar in sound and stuff. Every Nicki Minaj song sounds the same.
And she has to say her name in every single song.
Yes.
It's yes. ridiculous.
Even there's that song that I kind of actually like, with her, that Grande girl and somebody else, who I don't know, but she looks like a whore.
Is it the new one?
Yeah, that Bang Bang. Is it called Bang
okay.
Bang?
Okay, yeah, it's Bang. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's catchy. Like the beat is catchy, and that's what I like about it. But the part where Nicki Minaj comes in, she's like, Nicki. I'm just like, oh, it's Nicki Minaj. Okay.
I wasn't sure. I noticed that too. Oh, yeah, wait.
Just like, I wasn't sure, but now I know. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Maybe it's just like, maybe she has Tourette's or something, and it's just saying her name.
Yeah. She might. I mean, she does just throw stuff out of her mouth like diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just, it all sounds the same is what I was saying. And it's just like a lot of rap music sounds the same. Part of the reason why I don't like, or I have issues with Kanye West, cause he sounds different than the rest of the stuff out there. But then every time he makes a new album, all the songs sound kind of the same.
So you're saying...
So it sounds like one, like, really long 40-minute song. And then I'm kind of like, oh, I guess... All right. I guess this is what he sounds like.
You're saying the songs on each individual album are too similar to each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Yeah, and that, I like that he explores different sounds on each album. But I wish he would, like, mix it up a little bit more.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
Because I listened to his latest one. And according to Dan's Snapchat feed, there's another one that's apparently supposed to be coming out soon. I don't know.
Did he say it was about to be dropped?
Yes. I believe those were the exact
words. Oh, wow, because I didn't even know that. I just made a guess.
I believe that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Or he definitely said the word drop.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's about to drop.
It's about to drop. It's dropping soon. And then he was probably, the next one he was probably like, I want it now. And then he was like, taking out the trash. So I don't, something like that was what the sequence of events was.
Yeah, it's about to drop.
So I listened to his last one though. And the one that I was told through a similar Snapchat feed, possibly the same one, that it was the greatest album ever made.
The new one?
Not the one that's about to drop. The one before
that. The one that just can't... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I listened to the first song, and I was like, you know, this is pretty good. Like, it's not quite, but I think the more I listen to it, like, I would probably... It would grow on me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the next song. I was like, this kind of sounds like the first one. And I kept going and kind of skipping through. And I was just like, this kind of all sounds just like the same thing. I guess it's just, well, all right. I guess that's what he's doing. And I guess I have an idea of what his album sounds like. But, you know, like, there's no, like, adventure in it. Like, there's no, like, it's all the same. Maybe I'm just old and crotchety, and that's my taste in music, but I just, you know, I don't know how we got on country music to begin with.
How did we get
on that? I don't even know if we can backtrack this one. I think it's too far gone.
I think it. I don't know where it came from.
I don't know, because I would expect me to bring it up, but I don't think I brought it up. I think you started the country thing.
I started it? No, I don't think I did.
I think you all. No, I think it was the Jimmy Buffett thing that led into
the Jimmy.
Thing.
No, it was Jimmy Buffett, and then you were like, this is the problem I have with country music.
Oh, you know what, though? I think I've turned a corner, though, on country music, because while I hate the actual music itself, I give the people respect, and if I could figure out how to do it and had singing talent, I would attempt to go into country music, because you could make a shitload of money singing shitty songs, is I think what I was originally going to say.
Ah, gotcha.
Now that we've come back around to that. But I think there was something else that we had you were trying to mention. But let's just say that for the next episode. Until then, remember everyone, no regrets. And if you're trying to write a country song, just tell us about what you did that day, what you drank, and how you feel about America.